Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question: what should one expect after a brain injury? Answer: this is a deep, big question. There's a lot that happens. We'll start off describing what's to be expected after a mild brain injury, also known as a concussion. After the initial force to the brain, one might have a constellation of symptoms such as nausea, headaches, neck pain, and many other symptoms, which we can get into in future podcasts. But we'll stick to the overall process of what occurs after a brain injury. So again, back to a concussion, one should then see their doctor, and based on symptoms, one will get treatment. A headache may get treatment with, say, ibuprofen or Tylenol. There might be various therapies involved, and over time, one's symptoms from the concussion usually will subside and go away, and this will be one nightmare of sorts that then subsides, and one continues on with their regularly functioning life. Now, to switch kind of the focus, with a moderate to severe brain injury, after the initial trauma and accident occurs, one will be rushed to a trauma center. They might have emergency imaging done. They might be rushed into the operating room. From that, and with the diagnosis, one will then be in a ICU. Again, this is a very individualized process depending on the injuries. Everybody with a traumatic brain injury will have a bit different of treatment depending on what was injured. If it was solely the brain, was there any bleeding in the brain? Were there broken bones? Is one in a coma? So again, this is all very general type answers. But in the ICU, you will likely be met by nurses, you'll meet neurosurgeons, you might meet neurologists, you might meet a physical medicine and rehabilitation physician, you might meet a general surgeon as well, in addition to various therapists and social workers. What we always like to say in the world of physical medicine and rehab is that the rehabilitation process starts from day one. Hence why you might see various IVs and an external ventricular drain attached to someone's brain, but be meeting a rehabilitation doctor. You mean we're going to start movement already? And this is a yes or no type of answer, but from a rehab perspective, we need to prevent muscle tightening, also known as contractures. We need to prevent wounds. We need to ensure adequate nutrition, because with a brain injury comes a body's increased need for protein and nutrients to help heal. So oftentimes a patient might have a feeding tube placed directly through their abdominal wall into their stomach. They may have a tracheostomy placed through their neck to allow them to breathe better. In addition, this drain might be draining brain fluid or just be measuring pressure in the brain, because we don't want the pressure too high and we don't want the pressure too low in a patient to help encourage brain healing. It might take some days to see any sort of slow recovery. Don't let this deter you. Stay positive. Know that it takes a while for the brain to recover. Don't necessarily feel the need to, quote-unquote, pull the plug so fast. We do see good results over time. And when we say over time, this is not days. This is not flicking a light switch off and on. This could be weeks, months, years. It is a journey. But know that there are many people that will accompany you and the patient's family on this journey. Know that from the ICU, one might be transferred to an acute care medicine floor. Now they no longer need the intensive monitoring that an ICU provides. Then from there, they will hopefully continue on to an inpatient rehab facility where one will receive at least 3 hours of therapies a day. From an acute inpatient rehabilitation hospital, one might go to a transitional living center. One might get discharged home. One might get discharged to a nursing home. Again, it all depends on the unique aspects of the patient and their social situation and who will be able to help care for them. Because when they get discharged from a rehab hospital, they may not yet be able to live fully independent. They may need supervision for various tasks. But to summarize, know that there is hope that the brain and the patient will likely recover. Nobody has a crystal ball to predict the future. But do know that in many cases, there's some sort of meaningful recovery. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening. Hey, as an extra side note, if you're wondering why the audio sounded new and improved in this episode, we have to thank the Levim Art Gallery, 271 Kingston Avenue in the heart of Brooklyn, New York. They really liked this podcast and they said, get this microphone. It will make your voice and recording really improved. So just like this recording's new and improved, get over to the Levim Art Gallery, 271 Kingston Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, for all your decorative needs. Go tell Mr. Frank and Mr. Winter hello. Mention this podcast and you'll get 5% discount off your purchases.